meet with friends and supporters in Carndonagh and here in Letterkenny as well. But I suppose the public business is, I think a lot of people are frustrated with the way Irish politics has been operating. I think in the last year in particular, people have a deep sense that there's a kind of an arrogance and a disrespect for ordinary people in the way our system has been run. We saw with, for example, the expulsion of Lucinda Creighton and her colleagues, that the party whip can be used in a really dictatorial manner. Promises and commitments given before elections seem to mean nothing. And I think apart from feeling frustrated with, you know, aspects of the way the country is being run, I think what people are also concerned about, and I hear it because I meet people regularly in Leinster House on groups coming in, there's a real sense that if people lose faith in politics, if people lose faith in the political system, well, where do we go then for solutions?
Mind you, every time there's an opinion poll, well, the most recent ones, the likes of the Taoiseach and the likes of the Taoiseach are seeing an increase.
Well, the last one was, yes, somewhat good for the government. There was a few percentage points of an increase. But, I mean, the fact remains, though, that they have, relatively speaking, there is a high degree of discontent with political parties. Independents are doing very strongly in opinion polls at the moment. And certainly from going around, and I've been travelling 15 counties in this constituency, places like Tullamore, Letterkenny was the first place I did, you know, when I say to people I'm running and they say, which party? And I say, I'm an independent, always have been. They say, well, oh, that's good. And I'm getting that a lot. I'm not saying everybody. Some people have political commitments and I respect our party commitments and you have to respect that. But there's a lot of people feel that there's a need for more independent scrutiny of what's going on.
What's happening on the ground then? What are you hearing on the ground in areas like Letterkenny and throughout Donegal?
Well, I think there's a lot of frustration. I mean, and I know this, I'm from East Galway myself originally, so from a small farming background. There's a lot of a sense that, you know, Donegal has been bypassed. I mean, you know, obviously Dublin is strong with IT and Cork has its pharmaceuticals, but people say, well, where is the investment in County Donegal? Where is the investment in this area? You know, coming over the road from Auchnacloy to Strabane, as I've often done, you wonder, like, you know, where, and that's precisely why you need the EU, where you're dealing with two jurisdictions. I mean, Donegal people do not have the service that they deserve in terms of getting over and back from Dublin. Then, for example, Galway people like myself have gone over and back from Galway, or indeed the travelling as I do up to Sligo, other places. You just haven't had that development in infrastructure. And there's a sense I think Donegal people often have, and I have, you know, close contact, some very close friends here. You know, they often say, do people realise that Donegal isn't in the six counties? You know, do people, you know, you hear stories about people going to the ATM in Dublin before they go to Donegal thinking that it should be Stirling that they'll get. Now, you know this better than I do, but that's certainly a story that I've heard time and again. So you have that sense that, you know, Donegal has huge potential. It's got tremendous tourism. You've got your mountains, you've got your beaches, you've got your walkways. You've obviously got the warm heart, and I don't mean that in a schmazzy kind of way, but there is a warmth about Donegal people that I've always loved. You know, Donegal has massive potential, but I think in many ways it has been unrealised by the powers that be.
And whilst all that's very laudable what you're saying, and people like to hear that, I'm sure, what can you do about it, really, as an independent?
Yeah, well, the truth is, and you know, there's nothing worse than a politician who claims that the world is going to change for the better uniquely because he or she is elected. And I don't want to reinvent the old politics when I'm trying to do. And I've been in the Shannon since 2007 as an independent, and I try and speak independently to have a critical eye on issues. And the reason I'm running for the European Parliament now is I want to broaden that, because more and more decisions are being made at European level about Ireland. Ireland will have 11 MEPs out of 751 after the next election. That's a very low number. So I suppose I'm offering myself as somebody that will be vocal, that comes from, that believes strongly in our rural and community lives. I can't solve all the problems on my own, but I would certainly be vocal to ensure that places like Donegal are not forgotten, particularly as resources are being divvied out, to try and bring the standard across the European Union up to an even set. Now, we have challenges because other countries have come into the European Union. As we know, we've now 28 member states. They're where they are now, we used to be at in Ireland. But there are still regions here in Ireland, as we all know, that need investment and development.
But equally so, isn't it a disadvantage when you're looking to get a seat in Europe and you're new to it and others have been there for a number of years and gained those valuable pieces of experience? experience, they've made the contacts, they know how it works, and it takes a while when you get into an institution like that to learn, you know, how to get in this door and get out of that door. Yes, it is like that. So that's a disadvantage for you, isn't it?
Well, not much for me, because I have experience already working at European level. I was on the Irish Parliamentary Delegation to the Council of Europe, which has 47 member states, when the late Tony Gregory died, and I replaced him, and I would have had a lot of experience working with like-minded European politicians, and we achieved some successes, for example, in the whole area of protecting the rights of doctors and nurses to follow their consciences in healthcare. People were trying to close down their right of objection with controversial medical procedures such as abortion, and I worked very closely with MPs from a range of countries. So I tend to be pretty good, I suppose, of the languages and legal background to be good at kind of negotiating there. But it's true, of course, when you're there the first time, there is a learning period. But I think people also see the value in freshening up the team. This will be the first time that we have four MEPs to elect in this area, because it's Connacht, Ulster and seven counties in Leinster. So there'll be four MEPs. And I would argue that a strong vocal independent is not tied in by political party commitments and can probably have a broader reach.
Okay, so the meeting is tonight.
Yes, and I should stress that that's a public meeting focused on the changes we need in Irish politics locally. We'll be talking about things like, do we need to change the way we elect our TDs and senators to get, you know, to balance better the people who are strong on local issues, but also to get a greater national and international focus. Maybe some of the economic problems we have wouldn't have had if we'd a different way of electing people. We'll be looking at those kind of issues. And regardless of where they stand, I'd love to welcome people, you know, of whatever political point to it. Carn Dunne at 7:30, I think, at the Parish Centre.
Senator Ronan Mullen, thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much for the opportunity, and happy Christmas.
And you too. And it's 11:28. We'll be back after the break. I just want to say hello to Lisa, by the way, Cunningham, whose birthday is today. Happy birthday.